It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Baroness frontman John Baisley, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing really good. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Let's talk about the name of your tour, An Intimate Evening with Your Baroness. John, in what ways is this band in the hands of its audience?
Well, we've always felt, I should preface by saying, we've always felt a very close kinship with our audience. And it's always been a mission of mine since the very earliest days of this band, that we never lose a direct, tangible connection with our fans. And that's always been very important to me, as a result of having a few experiences when I was a young musician, in meeting musicians that I looked up to and having a positive experience there, but also in that I came up in largely the punk rock and the hardcore, independent DIY community, where there was a very little distinction between the band and audience, at every point in the road. So, now that we've been a band for two decades, it has become a different challenge at this stage in our career to do that. So what we thought would be a cool idea was to hand over a large portion of our set list on this tour to our audience. And that is something that we basically installed when you buy, when people buy tickets for this tour, they're sent to, apparently they're sent a link to a page where you get to vote for literally any recorded song that we've ever released, and then we play in this very intimate show that we play. We play the first 10 songs are all fan generated songs for our set list. The intimate evening with extends a little bit further in that there are no openers. There's no there's no support bands on this tour. It truly is an evening in a small venue. And I mean, by small, I mean typically 300 capacity or less, where we play 10 songs from that our fans have voted for, and then usually another 15, 17 songs that we've decided on playing. So the long and short of it is, it's quite a lengthy set. So what we've tried to do is we've tried to create an environment where not only is the set list in the hands of our audience, but we're really trying to provide a huge experience for everybody coming. And what it's amounted to is that essentially we'll play four or five songs from every record that we've got every night, regardless of what is voted for and what's not voted for. I'll balance out our set list so that no matter what album you are, you a potential fan are into, if you're into our early stuff like Red or Blue, if your thing is Yellow and Green, if it's Purple, if it's Gold and Gray, if it's our EPs or some of the 7-inches we've released, we try to play an equal selection off of each record. So every night is basically a look back at the history of this band throughout our album. So I guess that is sort of the overarching concept, which the size of the venue makes it intimate. The fact that there's no support or openers makes it an evening with, and the fact that our fans get to choose the set list makes it Your Baroness as opposed to My Baroness.
John Baisley of Baroness with us on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Leg 2 of the Your Baroness tour has been moved to March and April, by the way. Going back to 2015's Purple record, Baroness with Shock Me. It's Full Metal Jackie. Baroness's John Baisley with us on the show this week. And performing songs handpicked by each audience is a compelling and challenging way to tour. What does a given city's set list reveal about their relationship with your music?
Well, I'll preface this next answer again by saying that there, as you can imagine, the variety in the fan generated set list is pretty low. It's basically like if we had anything like hit songs, it's basically our popular songs that end up in that list. However, I will say that in the cities that we spent the most time in early in our career, we tend to see a larger selection of songs from those early days. So for instance, a city like Richmond, Virginia, actually anywhere on the East Coast, which is where we're from, tends to have some of our earlier songs on it. And I think there was a handful of cities on this, on the first leg of the tour, where people were voting, you know, where some of the songs from our EPs, which we released in 2003, 2004, made it onto the set list. And those songs are drastically different from our newest songs. So it's really cool to see that the towns we've been going to the longest have dig back the deepest into our back catalog for the set.
Baroness frontman John Baisley with us. Leg two of the Your Baroness tour is happening in March and April. It's Full Metal Jackie coming up. Justice Weekly pick from the pit, music from Motorhead, Iron Maiden. We've got a new Meshuggah track to get to. John's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Baroness frontman John Baisley with us. John, there's a settling, healing component to art, including music. What made you first aware of the correlation between health and creativity?
Well, I've always been a creative person, you know, since I was very, very, very young, and I don't think I ever realized it because I think that creating art, creating music, and you know, and the performance thereof has been a part of my life for so long now that I'm only aware of how unhealthy it is when I am not able to create and not able to play music, not able to perform. So it's such an intrinsic part of my life that I literally can't imagine a happy, healthy life without it.
John Baisley of Baroness with us on the show, leg two of the Your Baroness tour, move to March and April. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Neurosis, Metallica, and more with John right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. On the show with us this week, Baroness frontman John Baisley. John, you're nearly finished with a new Baroness album. What aspects of the challenge of making music during a pandemic were ultimately beneficial?
I think in the early stages of writing, I think the geographic distance that we had and the isolation that we had forced each of the four of us to really bring forth ideas that were closer to songs than riffs or small ideas. In that, since we couldn't spend time in a room together developing, you know, initial ideas, everybody shared with one another more complete, more fully formed ideas. And the sort of competitive nature of me and Nick, Sebastian and Gina, you know, and we, I would say that we are all sort of creatively competitive. The fact that we were all distant and expected to, you know, provide something meant that we each of us wrote at least 10 or 15 songs in that first year of the pandemic. And so as a result, we've basically got more material in our hands than we know what to do with at the moment. So we've not only have we got enough music for this, for our next record, but we've probably got a healthy start on a second and or third record after that.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, that new Comeback Kid tune that features my favorite Frenchman, Joe Duplantier from Gojira. Plus, we'll have the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with my guest, John Baisley of Baroness. It's Full Metal Jackie. Baroness is John Baisley with us. John, the music of your youth is varied from Sonic Youth and Nirvana to Sabbath, Heart, and even Huey Lewis and the News. What's different? What's different and also the same about the way that music affects you now?
Well, I think I'm like everybody else out there. I respond in the most genuine and the deepest way to the music that moves me the most. And I think that just sort of boils down to what I hear, what I interpret as passion and energy. You know, I think in some certain genre by genre, it's displayed in a different way, you know, whereby, you know, the passion that you'll hear in the passion and creativity that you hear in punk music is of a louder, faster, more aggressive variety than you would hear in vintage country or Western or reggae or electronic music. But at its core, what I've always appreciated, what I've always gravitated towards is free-thinking, open-minded artists who really don't fit securely or squarely into any of the genre boundaries, but who instead seem to really take to heart the idea that as a musician, as a creator, as an artist, you are here to forge your own path. And I think that comes across more in music, the music that I respond to, than almost anything else.
It's Full Metal Jackie. John Baisley of Baroness with us. Thank you so much for taking the time, and hope to see you out there this year.
Yeah, you will. You will. Come hell or high water, we're doing it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course, Jack.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.